Hello, Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. In this week's column, which you can read in the Portsmouth Herald on every Thursday or get to at seacoastonline.com, is all about the wonderful mushrooms you can get on the seacoast and how to best use them. There's been quite a bit of fall foraging going on out in our forests and fields, and I've seen many enticing photos from chefs holding up handfuls of maitake and lion's mane mushrooms and then making delicious dishes with them. Wherever you live, there are foragers out there expertly sniffing out, often literally, and plucking mushrooms, and in every state there are mushroom farms and small cultivators, especially in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, dubbed the mushroom capital of the world. I try to avoid simple white button mushrooms because to me they lack flavor, and now that we have access to more exotic cultivated and foraged mushrooms, each with nuances and flavor all their own, it's easy to skip them over from maitakes, or hen of the woods, matsutakes, lion mane, porcini, portobello, chanterelle, chestnuts, king oyster, black trumpet, puffballs, and shiitakes. I've been making hummus from those puffballs, and a 9-pounder was found in Exeter recently, and I use mushrooms and blended burgers to cut down on my meat consumption. But a big portobello sautéed up with herbs can be quite a burger all its own. Get some recipes in this week's Wine Me, Dine Me, and for sourcing your mushrooms, try New Hampshire Mushroom Company in Tamworth, www.nhmushrooms.com. Many restaurant chefs get their mushrooms from this company, and you can too. You'll find them at our local farmers markets this winter. And Dunk's Mushroom Products and Foraging out of Danville, New Hampshire. You can get to find them on Facebook at Dunk's Mushroom Products. They are supplying a lot of the restaurants with our local gourmet mushrooms. He offers cultivated and wild foraged mushrooms. And he'll soon open a retail shop in Brentwood. So take a look at his Facebook page to look at his progress. I think it's going to open in about 2 months, and you'll see more about that from me in about 2 months. Also, North Spore in Westbrook, Maine, northspore.com. They forage and cultivate mushrooms, and they sell indoor and outdoor grow kits that you can buy and grow your own mushrooms. So that saves you the trouble of getting to the store, and please do not go out and forage on your own unless you know what the heck you're doing. And for the dish, do tune into the Food Network on November 6th to find out if Dover's Chef Evan Hennessy is named Chopped Champion. He made it through round one, but on Tuesday he'll face off against three other round winners for the chance to win $50,000. The Chopped Champs finale airs on the Food Network at 9 p.m. Eastern on November 6th. And that is it for me for Wine Me, Dine Me this week. Join me next week for another Wine Me, Dine Me.